Heathrow Tower, Heathrow Tower, do you read me? Over.
Heathrow Tower, reading you loud and clear. Over.
I'm requesting urgent landing instructions. Over.
Please identify yourself.
This is urgent, Heathrow. I am running out of fuel. I am Beaver Bernard, 5049, Alpha Richard, J for Johnny. Over.
I'm confused. Are you a 747, a BAC 111, or a DC-10?
No, I'm a Ford Fiesta, 2003. It's my own fault, really. I was doing 85 near Cheltenham Command when I hit this humpback bridge. Mayday, mayday!
I'm Robin, and I'm handsome.
And I'm Thomas, and I'm tall.
I'm grey, and I'm ugly, I'm short, and I'm fat, and I'm old as a billiard ball.
Where's the grumbleweed?
Silence in court!
Call Kim Basinger.
Call Kim Basinger!
Call Kim Basinger!
Call Kim Basinger!
My lord?
Yes?
Kim Basinger has nothing whatsoever to do with this case.
Ah, well, it was worth a try.
There's the three of us going on stage, hoping the studio hides. See the three of us acting our age, like Graham is aging our act.
That's nice.
We'd like to do another one of me poems. Thank you. Oh, lover mine, my precious one, you gave me such a thrill when you asked me out to dinner and you said you'd pay the bill. I got ever so excited, I was shaking at the knees. Then you pulled into the fish shop and ordered chips and mushy peas.
My hair's red as copper,
my hair's real sweet.
My hair has all fallen out ages ago, but my head's a lovely pink.
Where's the grumbleweeds?
Excuse me, young man. Can you tell me which way to go to find the...
Certainly, madam. You take the first left, second right, go straight on, then left again, right again, then it's the third left, followed by the fourth right, second right, followed by the third left, straight ahead, to the end, then left, left again, right, right again, turn round, look behind you, and you're there.
Oh, thank you very much. But how did you know what I was going to ask you?
Instinct, madam. That and 25 years of standing here in the middle of Hampton Court maze.
Party good luck, playful laughs to the end. Just the three of us, you with the voices, and in the wrong place now and then.
Okay, lovey, let's get started. I'll switch on the dry ice machine. Just push this strap off your shoulder, lovey. That's it. Let's see a bit of flesh. Come on. More of it. That's it. Now, pout. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Let me see some more sexual rhythm, lovey. That's it. Beautiful. Lovely. Now, give me more. Give me more. Lovely. Now, wet your lips. Wet your... Give me that lusty look. Oh, come on. That's it. Throw your head back. Oh, wonderful. Now you can relax. Now, how do you feel?
Confused. Do you really have to go to all this trouble for a passport photo?
Good things come in threes. I learned that as a lad.
I'm Robin.
I'm Boris.
He's Graham.
Well, two out of three's not bad.
Trio, everyone needs. Have an hour with someone and the Bravo.
And thank yous, ladies and mantelpieces. Oh, and welcome to yet another of our humble little shows.
You sound happy today, old lad. Have you had some good news?
Well, you could say that, Ratface. I've just been talking to Ernest and Geoffrey.
Stroll on. You can have a more intelligent conversation with a red cabbage.
Oh, well, if that's your attitude, we won't tell you, will we, Geoffrey?
We won't, Ernest.
You won't tell us what?
The good news that we told Uncle Rubbish earlier.
I'll tell you. Ernest has heard that you might be nominated for an Academy Award.
You mean an Oscar?
No, silly. Ernest.
Hang on. What films has he been in?
I was a-standing in that James Bond film.
He was, yes.
I stood in for over half an hour.
Then he fell over.
From the blast of one of 007's gadgets, was it?
No! course somebody moved the tree I was leaning on.
Sounds me right for asking.
Did you see The Sound of Music?
I did, yeah.
Well, I was the third nun from the left.
The one that kept falling over.
Falling over seems to be his gimmick.
No, no, it's my legs, actually.
What other films have you been in, then?
The best one I was in was The Great Escape.
Oh, it was. It was marvellous in that, weren't you?
I didn't see that, Wally, in The Great Escape.
Right, remember that scene in the escape tunnel?
Yeah.
I was a pit prop.
Hang on a minute. If I remember rightly, the tunnel collapsed.
You fell over again.
What name did you act under?
Oh, you had dozens, didn't you, Ernest?
Oh, well, a dozen.
Dozens.
Robert Redford, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Joe R. Greaves.
Other people kept pinching him.
Who pinched Joe R. Greaves?
Joe R. Greaves.
You're mad, the lot of you.
My Uncle Herbert used to be a stuntman in the films.
Oh, here we go.
He started out as a stand-in, but he soon packed that up.
Why, old lad?
He didn't like what he had to stand in.
Jeffrey, what's that noise?
I don't know, Ernest. I must let spin dryer on.
It's not a spin dryer, ducking. Come and look out the window.
Hey, Atkinson, it's another crash.
It stopped outside the flipping house.
Of course it does. It's our special guest. That famous French lady from Franceland that keeps a cafe.
You don't mean?
Yes.
Hello, hello, boys. I have something seen for you.
It's Mrs. Rennie herself, Carmen Silvera! Yes. Oh, Mrs. Rennie, what an honour.
What a thrill!
What a face.
Ever since my husband was on your show, I have always wanted to meet you. He is a big fan.
He is a big man.
He's a fat prat.
You do not like my husband?
He got right up my nose, pal.
It's a funny name, isn't it? René.
Yeah, it's French for bicycle. Does he know your name, Mrs. René?
He has no idea. He thinks I am at the Edmonds's.
Hello? Oh, it's for you, Mrs.
Hello?
It is. It is me, René.
How did you know I was here?
I have just turned up my radio and have heard your voice. Edie, you must come home immediately.
But I am enjoying myself.
But think of the poor listeners. Take my advice, Edie. I have nothing to do with those bumblebees. I have been on their show. They embarrass me, and they will embarrass you.
But René, I am hoping they will let me sing.
Then it is worse than I am first to hear. The whole nation will be embarrassed. I wash my hands of the affair. Goodbye, in French.
What did he have to say, Mrs. René?
He said how pleased he was I was on your show. And if you wanted to make him really happy, you should let me sing. Hello?
Edith, how can you lie like this?
No, I'm sorry, you must have the wrong number.
Well, I think it's a marvellous idea to ask you to sing, don't you, Geoffrey?
I do, Ernest, I do. I think it's lovely.
Yes, I do.
Now, listen, what sort of songs do you want to sing, Mrs. René?
Oh, my repertoire is enormous.
It is from where I'm standing.
I've always had a beautiful voice. Everybody who hears me sing says they have never heard anything like it.
You sound just right for our show.
Ah, she does, she does. Our listeners appreciate quality.
Do you have a stage name, Mrs. René?
Well, have you heard of Edith Piaf, the little sparrow? Of
course we have.
Well, René called me Edith Piffle.
The little sparrow?
No, the old crow.
Funny, Geoffrey. It is, Ernie. That's brilliant. It is from where I'm standing.
Hello?
This may be the last time you hear my voice.
What are you talking about, René? Have you got the flu?
No. I am bricking myself up in the cellar, along with the rest of the music-loving civilized world.
That was my husband again. He suggests I sing under the bridges of Paris.
I'll get you caught.
Do you know, I've always wanted to go to Paris.
Ah, sure by, old gaffer.
Oh, it is the most romantic city in the world. I went there on my honeymoon.
Wonderful.
Not really. Renny went to Monte Carlo.
You know, I think I've heard this bird singing on that television show. She's rubbish. Absolute rubbish.
May I congratulate you on your superb taste?
Thank you.
Who is that?
A music lover.
Oh, that's funny, Jeffrey. Did you hear that?
Renny went to Monte Carlo.
Look, are we letting this woman sing, or do we want to have listeners?
How dare you! That is it. My husband was right. You have embarrassed me. I will ring my husband and tell him I'm on my way home.
Hello, hello. You are speaking to the answer phone of Remy Artois. I am sorry, I am not able to talk to you at the moment, but something rather urgent has come up.
But we do not have an answering machine.
Please leave a message, and I will get back to you. Yes, control yourself. I will be with you as soon as possible.
Renny, put her down at once.
Excuse me, pal.
House. Can I help you, sir?
I sincerely hope so. You see, this is the first time I've considered sailing on the high seas.
I see, sir, yes.
At first, I decided on 16 days in the sunny West Indies, cruising leisurely around the picturesque islands.
But you've obviously changed your mind, sir.
Exactly, yes. Next, it struck me it might be nice to slowly sail down the fjords and stumble the delights of the midnight sun.
But again, you changed your mind.
Yes, somebody then suggested a 6 week cruising from Singapore, crossing the Indian Ocean, stopping at Seychelles and Mauritius, before speeding southward to Australia and New Zealand.
But you're not going to book it.
That is so. Several friends then said 7 days in a deluxe passenger liner sailing to Amsterdam might suit my style.
But you've decided against it.
Yes.
May I ask why, sir?
I'm scared of being shipwrecked and seasick.
So that's why you've come to see me.
It certainly is.
Right, sir. So, do you want the rowing boat for 15 minutes or the full half hour?
Hello, everybody. Yes, once again, this is your old friend Uncle Rubby saying once again, welcome once again to Nostalgia Time from me, your old friend Uncle Rubby, once again saying welcome to Nostalgia Time once again.
It's getting worse.
This week, Nostalgia Lovers, I thought I'd go way back into the past.
I'll get you bike clips.
When you get to my age, there's nothing else to do in life except go way back into the past. I do it all the time. I sit and think about things I did years ago, like holidays. We always went to Slagthorpe-on-Sea. Mrs. Hoskins, The Haven, Gasworks Road. Drafty rooms, damp sheets, poor food. It wasn't much, but it were home from home. I can remember how excited I used to be once a year when my father would come into my bedroom and say, Susan, we're going to Mrs. Hoskins for a fortnight. Once we took with us Margaret, my funny uncle. I remember on one holiday at Mrs. Hoskins, he made me a sandcastle 4 feet high with over 100 sand pies round it. Mrs. Hoskins went mad. It were in her front room.
crying out loud, rubbish. Back it in.
Thank you. Do you remember those What the Butler Saw machines? My father used to spend hours twiddling that handle and looking down the spiral at them rude ladies with no clothes on. My mother used to tell him one day he'd see something he shouldn't. And one day he did. He saw my mother. But the thing I enjoyed best of all was Slagthorpe Pier. It had everything. Amusements, Punch and Judy, dry rot, woodlice, and fortune tellers. My father once had his fortune told. She told him he was going to get a windfall. Next day he got blown off the pier in a foresight. I've written a little mudgelum nod. A mug lugger. I've written a little poem about Slagthorpe. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Do you know, I knew you'd say that. As I've dedicated it to Slagthorpe Pier, I've decided to call it Slagthorpe Pier. You think that's clever? Yes. Do you know, I knew you'd say that. There's a tatty old pavilion on the end of Slagthorpe Pier. There's a board with all the billing for the show. You can hardly read the writing now, it's been there 60 years. I was there the day they painted it, so that is how I know. On Slagthorpe Pier, on Slagthorpe Pier, a nice concert party with a cosy atmosphere. In the stalls at the tea matinee, you'd see the same old folks. In the pierrot's hat and pom-poms, you would see the same old blokes. Though they had some trouble one year, 'cause they changed one of the jokes. On the end of Slagthorpe Pier, there was bright illuminations all along the Slagthorpe Pier. You could play at quoits or have a pleasure cruise. But the fun of these amusements, well, it wasn't even near to the jollies and the follies or the good old dinky doos. On Slagthorpe Pier, on Slagthorpe Pier, the best concert party in the Northern Hemisphere. It was always nice and tasteful, so a lad need have no doubt that it might offend his mummy or his grandpa with the gout. And they'd let you in for sixpence, for a bob they'd let you out. On the end of Slagthorpe Pier. But the laughter's here no more on the end of Slagthorpe Pier. Just the clashing whir and clunk of fruit machine. The stage is now a bar that sells expensive gassy beer. And the kids chase Space Invaders over Space Invaders screens. On Slagthorpe Pier, on Slagthorpe Pier, they're all zapping aliens in the ionosphere. For who needs Punch and Judy when you've got Karate Kid? And it takes about a minute to get through another quid. So forget the concert party and the silly things they did. It's the end of Slagthorpe Pier. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye. The story you are about to hear, like all stories on our humble little show, has been classified as PG.
Pretty grim.
Ignore him, everybody.
Get on with it, old lad. It's a good start, isn't it?
Yes, very well. I shall now unfold my tale.
That's a clever trick.
Our story starts in the beautiful city of... Paris.
We are a group of well-known and respected talent scouts whose job it is to find new talent to entertain the public.
Which is why we were in... Scarborough.
Paris,
you bonehead.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the city is Paris. The time, 19:30.
That's 7:30.
Geoffrey, we're going to Paris!
We're not!
We are, Geoffrey. Shall we go to the Louvre?
Oh, well, I shall have gone before I leave home.
I'm surrounded by barn pots. We had heard that in Paris was a woman with the most beautiful voice. We wanted to sign her up. We arrived at Dover and left for Paris. Once in Paris, we began our search for the lady with the exquisite voice, Mademoiselle Fifi.
Spelt backwards, if.
Paris was the most romantic city what we had ever seen. Not counting Wakefield.
We saw a young couple walking hand in hand along the banks of the River Seine. It was a good trick because he was on the left bank and she was on the right.
That's funny, Jeff.
Spelt backwards, if.
Well, you two belt up. We were told that we would find Mademoiselle Fifi at a nightclub.
It was hidden away in a cellar, up 6 flights of stairs.
We arrived at the nightclub and gave the secret knock.
You cannot come in here unless you know the secret password.
Money.
That'll do nicely. Oh, how lovely to see you. Make yourself at home.
The nightclub was known as the House of the Seven Dragons.
We wondered why it was called the House of the Seven Dragons until we saw the waitresses.
They were topless.
Some of them didn't even have bottom teeth either.
Are you Mademoiselle Fifi, the toast of Paris, and the Frenchiest of all the women in France?
You have heard of me?
That's why we're here, missus.
Then let me show you round.
It was the most exclusive nightclub we had ever seen, not counting the Doncaster British Legion.
As we walked in, our feet sank into the pile on the carpet.
Naughty doggy.
Mademoiselle Fifi?
Felt backwards, Fifi.
We've done that one.
Sorry.
You see, missus, we've heard that you are the toast of Paris.
I'm the bread and dripping of Huddersfield.
Crying out loud. Carry on.
You are the toast of Paris, with a rare and exciting talent.
Please, you flattered me. You have come a long way, and you must be angry. I have the frog's legs and the chicken breasts.
But you've got a lovely smile.
Frog's legs. I'm not eating that muck. Have you got any proper food?
Proper food?
Like pig's feet.
Pig's feet? What are the pig's feet?
Well, you see, look, pig's feet.
All right, there's no need to take your flipping boots off.
I won't say no to a drop of the old vino calypso.
Hey, no, I'm fast for a bit of the old vintage plunk.
What year?
Well, I'd like it now.
Ernest, did you hear that?
But you've got a lovely smile.
Now look, we've come here to discuss a business proposition.
You have come to this nightclub to be entertained by me, one of the most beautiful singers in the whole of Paris.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this, Geoffrey.
So am I, Ernest.
I promise you that you will never have heard any singing like it.
I can't wait.
Nor can I.
Hello?
Guess who?
Where are you speaking from?
All underneath my mustache.
Be serious, Benny.
Edith, how can you be so cruel as to sing to these poor Britishers?
But when I sing, I charm the birds from the trees.
When you sing, the birds collapse and fall in their hundreds from the branches. At least before you sing, Edith, give me a chance to leave the country.
You can hear me?
I can.
Where are you?
New Zealand.
That was my husband. He says how much he is looking forward to hearing me sing.
Ah, well, so are we, Mrs. Feefee.
I will bring tears to your eyeballs.
What are you going to sing, Mademoiselle?
I will sing a selection of my greatest hit.
Wonderful.
Could I have a note? No, that is not the one I normally have. Give me another. Oh, I'm sorry, I do not recognize it. Try again. Oh, this is ridiculous. It must be somewhere. Try one in between the last two. That's the one! That is it. Thank you. How would you like to be down by the Seine with me? For what I'd give for a moment or two under the bridges of Paris with you. Don't answer that. Darling, I hold you tight, far from the eyes of night, under the bridges of Paris with you. I'd make your dreams come true.
Yes, I would.
I'd make your dreams come true. Tell me, honestly, what do you think?
Well, it's different.
It's, distinctive.
It's garbage.
I am not happy. My voice is not sounding right because I forget to take the special throat lozenge which makes my voice beautiful. I will take it now.
Hey, what do you think?
I say give it another chance, old lad.
Yeah, you wasted his time.
I would come all this way. I mean, I say give it another chance.
So do I. That lozenge just might do the trick.
Yes.
Right. I am ready. I have taken the lozenge. Now you will hear singing like you have never heard before. Thank you.
What bubbling my blood?
Just for a while, now we'll get back on our bike. We'll see you next time.
Yes, we'll see you again.
So, take the detail.
Bye for all.
Say goodbye and TZFN.
Just the three of us. Just the three of us. There's me.
And me.
And him.
They miss me off every flipping week. I'm sick of it.
You have been listening to Someone and the Grumbleweeds, starring Graham, Morris, and Robin as the Grumbleweeds, and me, Carmen Silvera, alias Edith Artois, the singing detective. And the music was provided by Dave Collins, Perry Duke, and Andy Marples, with the lyrics by Jeremy Brown. Brian Fitzgerald was at the piano, and the show was written by Eddie Braben, John Brown, Richard Jones, and the producer, Mike Craig. Hello?
You stupid woman.
And you can hear a repeat of that program on Saturday at 1:30.